Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey everybody, in this episode of the Legends of Tomorrow After Show, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 13, Land of the Lost. Find out what happens when our Wave Rider crew heads back to prehistoric times. Let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Marshall, Bill, and Ollie, on a routine expedition. I was going with the other one.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Legends of Tomorrow After Show. Look at that. As always, we're breaking down every episode of Legends of Tomorrow. Currently in its second season right there on the CW.
Ooh.
Look at that.
We're deep into this.
Deep into it.
We've been doing this for a while.
We are Legends of Tomorrow experts. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Get my gram game.
Oh, both
going.
Of them?
Get on that gram,
not
man.
Not just Twitter?
I broadened the Instagram, guys.
Get out of here.
It's Instagram true. Is amazing. It is just pictures of food.
That's right.
Pictures of food.
Pictures of food, man. But it's all
that's
food
all you
I've
need.
Eaten. It's all you need, man. Follow me on either of those social media platforms at Happy Go Jackie.
Mm. Oh, hey, you want to find out where to follow me? You could follow me at MR Dave Child on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm hardly on Snapchat, but yeah, sometimes on Snapchat. So I'm there too, or go to DaveChild.com. My name is Dave Child.
Well, my name is Lucretia Lyons. You guys can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one. I make it easy.
Look at that. Now, as always,
it's
folks.
It's like a song every time.
That's I know.
True. Every time.
It's my catchphrase.
You can like us on Facebook. You can give us those 5 stars on iTunes.
All the Facebooks. Every single Facebook.
Now, as you notice, Lex Michael, who rounds out our panel, he's not here tonight. And
why?
I would say that's honestly because there's not enough 5-star reviews on iTunes. And he
it's what he lives
live.
Off of.
Yeah.
You are killing him.
Look what happens when you don't 5-star us on iTunes. Lex Michael does not appear on the show.
And see, people, I am here, and Lex is not here. So those rumors you guys started on the Supergirl thing.
Oh.
No.
What are the rumors?
Oh, that me and Lex were on a date last night because we both weren't at Supergirl.
Oh.
And then I was like, guys, no.
Or Lucretia just wore him out.
Yeah.
I think you might be saying too much about it.
I just thought it was funny. I'm like, Marianne probably doesn't think it's funny.
Is something happening? Who knows?
I know, we like to make rumors here at AfterBuzz.
That's right. We're about gossip and innuendo right here. But you can also subscribe to the YouTube channel, as well as hop in the chat. Lucretia's got her laptop up and running. Which means we got the chat up and running as well. So share your thoughts about the entire series in general, or this episode in particular.
Yes.
So look at that. It's been a little. We had a little time away from the show.
Yeah.
We come back.
I had a little week hiatus there.
Yeah, it felt longer for some reason.
It's because we weren't with each other. And so, you know, it feels longer when the team's not all together.
There you go. And, you know, I feel like I guess we can really relate to the Wave Rider, because for the longest time, the team really hasn't been together.
Yeah.
And, of course, this episode, we finally see everybody reunited.
And if there's one thing for sure, I'm secretly in love with this studio. So I'm glad. If you go into my head, the AfterBuzz studio just looks like a very sexy woman that I'm going to kiss. That I will kiss.
That was kind of the greatest thing ever. It's like, yep.
Man. Like, cause,
it was funny.
Let's just jump all the way to the end because that moment, as they brought up, but we also talked briefly afterwards, is that Doctor Who did a similar episode where the TARDIS got personified.
Yeah, it's a pretty famous episode written by Neil Gaiman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great episode where the TARDIS got personified, turned into a very pretty lady, and it kind of flashed back to all the times that the Doctor called the TARDIS sexy, and so she thought her name was sexy. At one point, I think there was some sort of joke in there. So it was this episode was very similar when we meet Gideon, who is basically the Wave Rider, and it's also a very sexy lady. And I felt like it kind of came out of nowhere, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
it didn't feel like Captain Rip has, like, you know, a crush on Gideon this entire time, and we finally got...
No, that's very true.
You know? Yeah, it just kind of felt like Gideon is just Ciri. And all of a sudden, it's like a her episode. Yeah. It was fun. It's nice. It was good to see the actress who plays Gideon, because I think she does deserve to have, like, an episode all of her own. And I just kind of wish they handled it a bit better or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different from that Doctor Who, because you've got so much history between those two characters.
Yeah.
So to have only two seasons of this, and for the most of the season, Rip hasn't even been involved with the Wave Rider.
No.
So to now have all this, we're kidding around, like, well, who's going to make out with Gideon? And then, damn, when Rip actually starts smooching, like, ooh. And then doesn't, like, I don't regret that.
Meaning, yeah. Like, and then Gideon remembers, so Gideon was also in his mind?
Yeah, I mean...
Is that what was happening?
Well, I guess plugged in as well, so that, like, much like in Rip's brain.
Because
so
I guess they plugged through the AI, yeah. So maybe that's how, because... Which is weird, because it means that maybe Gideon has a psychic connection to him this entire time. It just made me imagine he was going to do dirty things to that ship that night.
I know.
It's just terrible.
That was hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a fun episode still. I love all the Jurassic, the was it Cretaceous period?
Cretaceous.
Yeah. Cretaceous?
Yes.
Crustacean period.
Yeah.
The crustacean period. I know that's also wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's the lobster times.
That's right.
The lobster and crab times. And I like that.
Red lobster.
Yeah, and that was fun. I actually thought this was maybe Ray's best episode in a long time.
Yeah.
Because they've been struggling with Ray and figuring out where to put Ray and what his kind of purpose in the show is. And this was a fun episode where we got to see kind of both sides of Ray. We got to see the dopey, nerdy Ray, and then also kind of someone who was able to actually know what he's doing and actually kind of have a heart-to-heart, which was kind of nice.
No, it certainly builds up. We saw Ray's struggles previous season with his relationship with Kendra, and realizing when you're involved with somebody that has a destiny, maybe that's not the best thing to do.
It's not going to turn out well for you in the destiny.
Unless Nate is part of the destiny and he is her grandfather. That'd be fun.
That could be true as well.
Yeah. He could be the spawn of many vixens.
Where if we end the episode where Amaya is like, oh, I'm pregnant. But I'm going to stay back in 19... Or she doesn't realize she's pregnant until she gets back to 1942.
Right.
Like, could be.
We don't know.
There you go. So now, which would actually be cool to see Nate get to hang out with his granddaughter.
Yeah.
I was like, that'd be cool. All right. There you go. We're contemporaries. This is really weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be a nice reveal. I forget all the Vixen backstory because I haven't been keeping up with the Seed episode or anything like that. Have you guys been?
I have not caught
watching
up on,
those.
No, I have not been watching. Although they released them all on Blu-ray. If you want to, if you can't watch it on the Seed and you want to watch it on Blu-ray, it's all been released.
Yeah, well. Not on the Seed. You guys checking out the Seed?
Seed.
Check out the Seed.
They made a new cool slang for their network. You're welcome, CW.
As we start the episode, though, we've got our crew trying to figure out where Commander Steel is. He's got the last piece of the artifact of the Spear Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Rip Hunter caught on the brig. And good old Rip, I mean, it's... Because it was a little weird from the last episode where he called out to Gideon and Gideon responded. So I guess we have to just assume that the rest of the crew realized, like, maybe that's not a good idea. So, Gideon, don't talk to Rip.
Yeah.
Do not...
Don't do it, Gideon. Gideon, don't do it.
Yeah.
But he had some special words.
Yes.
Spaniel... Broad and tricycle.
That's right.
Which was how he took over the whole ship.
Those were those safety words in that contract they worked out.
Now that we find out more about the relationship with Gideon, I'm like, what are those words?
Mm-hmm.
What do they mean?
Dave Chow, as you mentioned with those words right there, it reminded me of the notepad that they're written on. We forgot the hot thing that is sweeping not only just Legends of Tomorrow, but just pretty much all the internet.
Yeah, all of it.
There is a chance, right, as always, our third week running, doing this great, fantastic opportunity for you folks.
And let me tell you, I have not mailed them out yet, but I have them. They're just stacking up. I have the whole notepads just stacking up.
Love it.
In my room. But they're going to be sent out tomorrow. I'll do it. I'm going to say right now, tomorrow I'll do it.
I'll hold Dave to it.
Yeah. That's
right. You folks, fine folks watching or listening, have a chance to win Mr. M.R. Dave Childs.
Oh yeah. We already have a good one. Redneck and Nerd, which me too, buddy, is hashtag Rip Ships His Ship.
Yes, oh, I like that one.
Yeah. All right.
That's the one to beat right now.
So there you go. So folks, yes, you can chime in on the chat about your favorite hashtag for this show, whatever you think that might be. And yes, we'll figure out which one's the best. And you're going to get this fantastic sketches, notes, thoughts, musings from MR Dave Child.
Hot takes.
Yeah, there's a lovely drawing of Gertie on there.
I love it already, folks.
There's a Gertie Rex on here. Gertie is my favorite part of this episode, too.
Yeah.
I love that. I actually thought they did a good job of talking about this character and kind of, because, you know, that's tough CGI to have. Not quite having Gertie kind of show up that much, but was a presence in the episode. So that was kind of nice.
I did have one beef, and I guess we'll get to that.
What's your beef?
What's my beef?
What's Frank's beef? We're entering the Frank's beef part of the episode.
Well, first we get Rip breaking out of getting using a safe word, takes control, Wave Rider crashes it. They end up crashing back in the prehistoric age. But as they crash, one part of the ship flies out.
The big ball in the front.
Yes, the temporal dislocation.
Not the ball.
Yes.
Not the time ball.
Time ball's
gone. What are they going to do without the time ball? They need to find some time ball.
But the fact that conveniently lands in a T-Rex's nest, just conveniently, out of every
nest.
Place.
Is it the nest, or is it in the zone of territory?
No, it landed because right there in the egg, along with all the other dinosaurs' eggs.
See, this is my theory. I wasn't paying attention at that exact spot. But now that you've told me that, this is what I think. What do we know about Gertie? What do we know about Gertrude? She is missing an egg because Ray took it and ate it.
Yes.
She's sad. She's lashing out on Ray. What will she want? A new egg. What does she find? A time ball, but thinks it's a new egg. So brings it back to her nest to raise it as her own.
That's so sweet.
So she finds it and brings it back to the nest. It's not that it landed in the nest. She brought it back.
I don't know. I mean, that's certainly one way of looking at it.
But isn't that the way that makes sense? And you could just be like, okay, now it's fine. Now I don't have the beef. Beef destroy. Dave just ate the beef. That's this new segments of the show now.
Yes.
Frank's beef. And Dave eats the beef.
Hashtag Dave eats the beef, guys.
Yes, come on.
And we also have from Billie Jean Girl 24, hashtag Ray Cockblock Palmer.
I
like that. Or Casket fans like hashtag Time Ball.
Hashtag time ball.
Jared Scoggin says, hashtag where's the beef?
Where's the beef? In my stomach, because I ate that beef. That beef's been eaten.
And just to give the time ball its proper designation, the primary temporal delineator. So there you go.
All right.
But we'll call it the time ball, guys. That's cooler as a time ball.
Time ball.
Time ball.
Yes. So basically, they need to find that. So, of course, Ray's spent some time there back in that prehistoric time.
Yeah.
That's where Rip did his time scatter with everybody. They got located back there. Yes, Lucretia.
I'm sorry.
We got a new hashtag. Dave eats Frank's beef.
And then it was maybe me and Lex weren't the ones on that date. Because of that.
Secrets.
I will never diminish the gentle touch and caress of MR Dave Child.
Yes.
There you go. He can eat my beef anytime.
That was just recorded and put on the internet.
You want something better.
Oh,
you're Wendy's kind of people.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Wendy's. Innuendo brought to you by Wendy's.
Woo! So you too can sponsor an innuendo. Just go to AfterBuzzTV.com.
Anytime.
We've got Ray, Nate, and Amaya searching for the time ball. And then, of course, we're trying to figure out, we've got Rip Hunter on the loose, but he's been knocked out by McRory. And we got to figure out, he still knows the location of Commander Steele. We got to get that out of his head.
Yeah.
And so we find out, though, that there is a cognitive intrusion device that the Time Masters invented for such a case where somebody can enter somebody's mind.
I love a good old mind meld.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's time for a mind meld. It's time to jump inside that head.
And I did like that Mick Rory was also the one responsible because he's had the most experience with that.
Right.
And he got to make Stein his assistant. Give me a beer.
He also seems to be the brain guy, Rory. He seems to be the guy that's like, in the last episode, he took over the evil brain device of Rip. He has the most powerful mind. He kind of has all this, I love all this Kronos experience that he keeps bringing to the table but kind of casually between sips of beer. It's, yeah, it's great.
Make it a six pack.
Yeah, I just love Rory how he is now. Like, it's just like, oh, I'm the smart one when it's necessary, because it's like, oh yeah, I was grown-ass. Like, just bring it up when it's necessary.
Yeah, guys, in case you forget. So Mick and Stein are going to send Sarah and Jax into Rip's mind to find the information, and if they're lucky, be able to extract Rip's hidden real memories that have been kind of suppressed by the Legion of Doom.
Yeah. Yeah, and what they discover is a very evil version of the Wave Rider, run by a very evil version of the Legends.
Yeah.
And Bizarro, even, was used, the word Bizarro, which I found that interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because that's from Superman. And what is the origin of Bizarro? Is it from Bizarro Superman, or was it before that?
Did the board of Bizarro?
Did they always say Bizarro back in like the 1950s?
They did,
That's Bizarro over there.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
What a twisty turny. That makes no sense, you Bizarro boy.
Like, I mentioned Bizarro, and then you just like, oh, it'd be cool if you had an O to that. It could be Bizarro.
It's more, That's the hip, trendy version
of it.
It
sounds like a person's name as opposed to just an exclamation.
It does sound like it was created by a hip cat, right?
Bizarro, baby. Hey, all those crazy cats out here being all Bizarro.
I can't imagine any of those DC writers back in the 50s like thinking, being like, hip cats.
Hip cats. Hip cats will love this. You know what? I was hanging out at the coffee shop. I heard a hip cat say, Superman, what if he was Bizarro Man? And then that's how it was created.
You heard it here first on AfterBuzz TV. That was during a history lesson.
That kind of golden, was it the Golden Age or Silver Age?
Golden Age.
That was kind of, it felt like it was fueled by drugs sometimes. So that kind of makes sense to me.
Well, even the Silver Age when it got really weird. Like, Superman has a lion's head.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Right, it's like, they're getting real Bizarro. All right, tangent. Okay, moving back.
I know, because everyone keeps mentioning how Ray invented Funko Pops with those little dolls he had.
That's true.
Yeah, we do go back to Ray's, because he spent some time there. We go back to his little camp that he had that was surrounded by a male T-Rex urine.
Yes.
He got to ward off the Gertrude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then inside, he's got his little pop figures that he made of the team.
Well,
and
Funko Pops.
Yeah. Sarah looks pretty on point. Everybody else, like, I mean, you know, I guess if you don't put any hair on somebody, I guess you could say it's Rory.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, all right.
Yeah, I like the little Rip one because of the shaggy beard he had. That was my favorite version.
Now, Nate and Amaya have been kind of flirting throughout this, basically after their experience in Camelot.
It wasn't just flirting. It felt like every time Ray's back is turned, they're like, what are you doing? I think what happened was that male urine has strucken up the pheromone in her animal system.
Yeah, T-Rex is part of her aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I think maybe that's a secret aphrodisiac we don't know about.
So is there a scene where Nate was just like scooping some of the soil right in there at the end? Like,
I'm going to use this for later. Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, Jared Scoggin. Hashtag blue steel balls. Hashtag soft steel.
Blue steel balls. I'm going to put down.
But yeah, we do see Amaya's kind of changed her tune after talking to Stargirl in Camelot. Like, you know what? Maybe I gotta, you know.
Because that was the relationship that really worked and made sense. She looked back and was like, yeah, Stargirl and King Arthur. I want that.
Yeah.
That's the relationship I want.
They literally met for like a day and she sees this.
Well, it was enough. Yeah. It was enough. Yeah. She wants it now.
Yeah,
but let's get it for Ray, though, because he says, you know, I'm going to go out and get an iguana. We're going to cook that for dinner. And he gets it quickly.
Right away.
Yeah.
Also, I like that it seemed like he was a bit oblivious when he came back into the yoo-hoo. Oh, gee golly. And then he actually sat down and had this conversation. That was my favorite Ray moment this season, just because it seemed like he is a smart guy. It showed that he knows what's going on. It shows that he recognizes what's going on. And he isn't just this oblivious nerd. That just kind of doesn't know how people react. He recognizes how he's going down a very similar path. He went down with Hawk Girl and has a heart-to-heart that makes sense. And it felt like...
Yeah, as you say, that was probably one of the best Ray moments because he's like, dude, no, like, this is what happened to me. You know, that really bro moment because they're like brothers now. It was... And it was good use of history that we'd kind of like to forget, but it was also like, oh, good, this is going to prevent another one of those. Like, he's not going to propose to her and all that.
Yeah, it's at least like, being like, okay, they kind of know. And the destiny getting in the way, it makes sense. And it doesn't feel as obvious as last time, because I know that was a big complaint we had in the first season, where it was kind of like, what are you doing, Ray? You know it's not going to work out. It makes no sense. This is coming out of nowhere. This is a relationship that felt like it had some time to build. It doesn't feel like it's coming out of nowhere, but it also feels like it is maybe a little doomed. Maybe not. It actually,
because it's weird. Like, certainly, I understand. Like, don't get romantically involved for somebody that needs to go back to where they came from in the time stream back in 1942. But by the same idea, it's like, well, she shouldn't actually go out and action it off. She has a destiny. She could get killed at any point on any adventure, and that would also ruin the time stream as well, too.
True. So they shouldn't have even brought her along. Oh, they should have just kept her.
Yeah, exactly. You know, right, your destiny.
That's what you always ask that. Do you have a destiny?
Do you have any destiny?
Okay, if not, okay, you can come with this.
Check the destiny machine!
And that's what Rip did, because he's like, all these people are losers. I'm going to throw them on this ship.
Yeah, that's why they're there. That's why they are a gang of misfits. Yeah. And we can't call them heroes. They're something else.
Yeah. They're legends.
They're legends.
Connor Pearson Ward has a good hashtag. Hashtag Palmer's Couple Counseling.
I even like the way that scene started, too, with him just kind of slowly sliding over. Yeah.
I know. It was so cute. He's like, do I do it? Yep. Yep.
Hey, buddy.
Are we cuddling for warmth now? Is that what we're doing, Ray?
I wish they would have cuddled. It would have been cuter.
There's enough shipping going on.
Yeah, because he's like, you mean Sarah? I know she's bisexual, but...
Yes, yeah, and by the way, I was kind of happy. This is little, but I was happy to see that there was a nod at the fact that Sarah is bisexual. And I feel like that's often forgotten, and I think is kind of important.
I mean, in Camelot last episode, she was all...
with women. Yeah. And what I'm saying is that it would be... If she was... identified as a lesbian, that would also be great, but she identifies as bisexual, and it's nice to be reminded of that, because that's actually a very forgotten like group. And I don't know, just to go in a little bit of a soapbox, it's nice to see bisexual recognized as bisexual and talked about as a bisexual and not just as someone who only sleeps with women or only sleeps with men. She leans more towards women. But she's still bi, and that was kind of nice to see. Yeah. A little reminder. That's all.
Dave's gingerly getting off the soapbox. Yes.
Off the soapbox. It was a very tiny soapbox, just like one Irish spring I was on.
And Ivan Soto is very happy you mentioned that as well.
Now that we always have, because of course Sarah and Jax are in Rip's mind and they're meeting evil versions of themselves, bizarro versions. But it's, I always feel like anytime you do that, the evil versions of yourself always fight so much better. So we get to see.
They're also sexier. They're all sexier.
We get to see Ray in his Adam suit for like being like very competent, but as the evil version of him. Like, we don't get to see him ever kick that much butt when he's a good...
If you watch Chuck, you know that Brandon Routh is very competent as an evildoer.
Right.
And I wish we
had seen
more.
Also Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
He makes a very good evil vegan in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. I just wish sometimes we could see Ray kicking so much butt when he's good in the Adam suit. So very often something's always falling off or breaking. Or like,
very true.
But yeah, he does a little butt whipping to Sarah Lance.
I'd like to see one evil version of a character that's just a mess. That's just not like...
That's right.
It doesn't look like they just got off the club floor and they're ready to pounce. Everyone looked so good and so sexy. I just want one guy to be like, I'm evil Rory. I'm just the fat blonde. What I look like when I get fully evil.
And I've been drinking so much beer.
Yeah.
Just too much beer.
Well, it's the same as regular Rory. Yeah, even Sarah says it. It's just like, yeah, there's no difference here.
Yeah.
But once she gets struck unconscious, she does get to meet our good version of Rip Hunter back in the brig as well. He's been kind of confined in there, locked away, suppressed in these memories.
Even in his own imagination, he's a pussy. Poor Rip.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is the original Rip we have right now. And the thing is, I like Rip two ways now. I've realized I like him either as a badass bad guy, confident bad guy working against the team, or a very unconfident, kind of lost character and doesn't quite know what to do with himself type character.
His Phil character, I liked him.
Yeah, like him as Phil, and him even at the end of this episode, I was like, oh, I don't mind this. this rip. If this is like the rip, it's just, it's whenever he tries to be like a badass but know what he's doing as a leader, I don't buy it.
I'm going to be really curious about seeing the next episode.
Yeah.
How Rip behaves now.
Who's captain of the Wave Rider now?
Yeah. Does he try to be a know-it-all in the missions? Does he try to lead from the front? Or is he willing to kind of like, all right, I need to find out how I fit into this team now?
Yeah.
As opposed to like assuming like everything's going to be just like it was the last time I was the captain of the ship.
I bet that's what the whole next episode's going to be about, is like, who's the captain now? I'm guessing.
Do you want to see Rip back as captain, or would you rather have Sarah still stay?
I have Sarah.
Sarah, yeah. Right? Yeah. Sarah's good. I mean, Rip is a good, like, expert on the Wave Rider and time travel and stuff, but I feel like he's more of, he could be kind of the sidekick to Sarah. I like her as the leader.
Yeah.
Although, if you figure, like, the expert on the Wave Rider, I mean, Jax has pretty much kind of grown into that role.
Right.
So then you wonder, all right, and then if you think about history, well, you've also got Nate.
You also have Nate, yeah.
I mean, I guess he has future history, stuff that Nate probably doesn't know yet.
Yeah, and right now he really knows what the Spear of Destiny is, and he also knows a bit more about the Legion of Doom. Since he was a member of the Legion of Doom, he might be able to have some insight on at least the big bad for this season. So that's probably the role he's going to play, is like where the Spear, he knows where the last piece of the Spear of Destiny is. He maybe knows how to use the Spear of Destiny. He's the expert of the Spear of Destiny.
Yeah,
I mean, certainly I know that he had other obligations back to Broadchurch and stuff that kind of took him away for their season, but I felt like they also used an opportunity to kind of grow the rest of the character. So now you wonder, like, now that Rip's back, is there really a place for him long term on the show? Do you feel like that has a show grown past needing a Rip Hunter as a regular member of the team?
Yeah, because Redneck and Nerd had brought that up. What do you think about Rip, you know, and Nate? Like, which one would you keep? Because they kind of serve the same role now, except for, as we say, like, Rip knows a little bit about the future, and then the Legion of Doom, which is great. So it's just like, how do we keep all these characters, or which ones would you want to see go?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I could lose Rip, only because we've seen so much of the season without him being a part of the team, that I've grown used to, like, not having him around.
He has to evolve into a new character, I think. Yeah. He has to evolve into something else. And maybe just him and Gideon just make little ship babies.
I know. That would be adorable. Yeah. Or, you know, Jonah Hex, like, you know, that love triangle.
Poor Jonah.
I know. I was so mad that he was not in his mind.
Yeah. Like Jonah is Hex is just, they just pass one door and there's just, like, a bathing Jonah Hex. They're like, oh, don't go there. Don't go into that room.
Or did you want to be just as they're kissing, Jonah walks in and like, Rip?
Where was I invited to this party?
That's my Jonah Hex impression.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
And I'm with Nick. I liked you better when you were evil.
Yeah, I mean, that's, as soon as he said it, I was like, oh, that's what most of us are thinking. Yeah.
That's what I love, is how Mick has become the voice of the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is stupid. Billie Jean Girl 24 says, do you guys think that Rip is going to try to weird science a body for Gideon?
Ooh.
I don't need this as a plot line that needs to be any further exploration. I don't need it.
You think this is a one and done?
I would hope it is.
With this?
But if this is like the new direction we want to take Rip, that now he's going to, since he's lost his family, he's going to build himself a new one in terms of building a body for Gideon's AI.
I don't know. I would. There's a part of me that kind of wants to just see the further adventures of Rip with robot Gideon, kind of exploring the time stream and stuff.
Yeah.
I want them to go to other planets. It is a spaceship, too.
It can't go in outer space, yeah. I mean, it'd be great to get Adam Strange. I mean, there's always talk about that. Perhaps our gentleman that plays Rex Tyler Rip Auerman was going to be Adam Strange as one of the rumors of who he might be. But it'd be cool.
That would be cool.
But then we also get the Thanagarians too, which...
Yeah, which we weren't that big a fan of them in the first place. But,
We need them again. They get messy.
Good hashtag here. Connor Pearson Ward says, I ship babies.
Huh? Ship babies.
Ship babies.
Now, we do get one other nod to last season as well, is when they first enter Rip's mind, they do see some of Savage's soldiers. Would you have loved if they are able to, just to get, for an episode, Vandal Savage to come in and be in Rip's mind?
I thought maybe he was going to pop up there in his mind. I thought that would be a good cameo to have him come back for that mind episode.
Yeah, for sure. But instead, we made it easier by just having evil versions of our bad guys.
Good
guys. Hmm. So they're able to, and we also have the other nice little moment there is between Stein and Rory talking about Jax. Because Stein is just freaking out constantly the whole time.
Right. But I feel like, how many times is he going to learn this lesson? Like, I feel like that's a lesson that Stein keeps learning, where he's like, oh, I'm worried about Drax. Ugh, he can handle himself. So, this is like the fifth time we've seen that.
Yeah, some variation on the same thing.
Yeah, but, you know, that's okay. I understand. They're playing off of the relationship of the two, the very kind of father-son thing that they have going on, so...
But I also felt like it was like when at the end when Stein goes to talk to Jax and Jax is like, like we've already had this talk, Stein. I'm good. I got to get back to fixing the ship.
Yeah, which is, like, it is kind of nice that it's something Stein went through without Jax. Jax was like, I was just trying to survive inside a mind, like, and you're out here having this. I've decided you're off on your own. It's like cool, dude. At least I do have to say that their relationship has grown and matured in a nice way. They do feel like a partnership and father and son, and it's moved away from feeling like creepy.
I roofied you to get you on this ship.
I crawl inside your body in order to have powers. It like has moved away from that, and it's kind of nice.
Well, seeing this episode and seeing the evil Firestorm on the ship just made me realize it's been so long since we've actually seen Firestorm show up on the show. Do you mind that? Do you like, hey, I like Jax and Stein separately. It's been great to see them kind of just doing their own things.
Well, I feel like what's important about this season that I've loved is the structure and the planning of each episode and the choreography has made sense every single time. It doesn't feel like, or most of the time, it doesn't quite feel like, oh, we got to separate Stein and Jax so that they don't have an excuse to get together. Which happened a lot in the first season. Mm-hmm. And this time it feels like when they're separate, it makes sense of why, because he's back fixing the ship or they just need Stein for some other reason. And it hasn't felt like it was missing a time where, oh, if only they had Firestorm, it would have solved everything. So it hasn't been missing in that sense.
Okay.
I do miss it. I do miss like the superpowers, but I also understand, to be realistic, those are expensive superpowers that they have to, every time they combine, it's a little bit of money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They got to be a little sparing. I kept thinking of this episode when, if Firestorm was evil and actually firing stuff at Jax, he would just burn up, right? Because it's a pretty powerful power.
Yeah.
It's not like you could be like, oh, I got burnt by flames and run off. But at the same time, it's all in someone's mind, so it might not be as dangerous as it appears.
It was interesting that we're, because when Jax starts shooting, I mean, Sarah goes down, Savage's soldiers go down, but Firestorm, the gun, the ray gun does not affect.
Yeah.
So, I thought for sure.
I also think that, like, the plot point was that they destroyed Sarah's wristband.
And it didn't really amount to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, the wristband is all in their mind anyways. It's not like they actually brought it into their mind. So they could have done a cool thing where she's like, oh, yeah, it doesn't actually exist. I still have it. And all of a sudden it's there. And then she presses it.
That's true.
But I guess they wanted to do the save Sarah before she gets trapped in the mind thing.
But, yeah, because I guess you're taking it in your mind. Because I figure, like, why are you giving them in the real world? Because their hands will never actually touch that.
To me, that made sense because it's like, if you give me... if you tell me, like, you're about to go into, this is the fake science here, hashtag fake science. But, like, if you have, it's like, here's a wrist thing, here's a bracelet, you're going to wear the same exact clothes you're wearing now inside someone's mind. It's not like when you go into their mind, you're going to be naked in their mind, you're going to be dressed the way you're dressed that day. So the bracelet is part of that. So it's just a button that you press that maybe your body will signal like, oh, that means I'm getting electrocuted. And so it just fools your brain to come out.
It makes it sound so much more painful.
That was Dave Child's Fake Science Corner.
Now Dave is gingerly stepping out of the corner.
Out of the corner to a very tiny corner. Thank you.
But look, everything comes up aces at the end. We're able to...
Everything turns out okay.
Yeah, we're able to extract the time ball from the nest of dinosaur eggs. And Gertrude starts charging, and then we get a really cool scene with Amaya.
Yeah, so my question is, do you know how the Vixen powers work? Are they something where she can only summon the powers of an animal if she meets the animal?
I'm wondering about that, too, because I felt like maybe she needs... Because I guess in modern day, if that she's never come across a dinosaur. So
why would she have T-Rex powers?
Yeah.
So my My question is she now going to be able to bring up T-Rex powers?
I would think so.
In the future, that would be kind of great.
Yeah.
Mm. I hope that comes back.
That would actually be really cool to see that
where
happen.
She has to make a charge, and instead of bringing up the old rhino or elephant like she usually does, she brings out the T-Rex.
Oh, because if you had, all of a sudden you all had access to T-Rex abilities, why wouldn't you just use that all the time?
Also, yeah. What are T-Rex abilities? Would they be not using your hands very well, yeah. but... Yeah. Great chomps.
Never paid for a bill. I can't pay for that bill. I can't reach
it. I can't see anything that isn't moving. If you stand still, I won't be able to see it.
She's always just swinging her tail around. That's all she's doing.
Swinging the tail around, yeah. And also just chompies. Chompers. Yeah. Having good chompers.
I mean, I guess just proportionally, they're going to be very strong. Yeah. I mean, just like with strong. Tail stuff. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Sense of smell.
You can eat lawyers off toilets.
Yeah. Yes, Jim. That's all she's doing now.
That's all the abilities are.
But yeah, I like the way that it was. You expect maybe a big fight, but it just turns out to a beautiful connection between human and dinosaur.
Nice. Aww. Well, one thing we know for sure after this episode is that life does find a way.
Please freeze frame that.
Okay.
I love that.
That's the life does. Life finds a way. And one thing I know when I look at the Legends of Tomorrow is that they're not only family, but they do move in herds. Missed that cue. You missed the...
No, oh, beautiful. No, beautiful. Cue, beautiful.
They do move in herds.
Oh my god, Redneck Nerd has another good comment. I wonder if Nate ever asked Amaya to use her animal powers in her quarters. Because he was really turned on by that T-Rex bit.
That's true. I mean, that's pretty awesome to see somebody come up to a T-Rex, just kind of put their hand on the skull.
Oh, go up. We have a correction of someone saying, Simon giving me a correction that Ivan Soto said, "No, Dave, thank you for making it personal." She could always use the animal spirits, the Ashe medallion or Ash medallion? Ashe medallion has the spirits of every animal that has ever lived. So she's always had the T-Rex powers, according to Ivan. So
interesting.
Yeah, so, you know.
But, I mean, I guess maybe if you even, yeah. I mean,
it's one maybe of those it just like, doesn't come to your mind, like, oh, I can use T-Rex powers.
Now, though, she's like, oh, wait a second, I've met a dinosaur. I do have dinosaur power. Let's throw out some dinosaurs.
Yeah, let's throw it out. I need to get something from the top leaf. I'll throw out brontosauruses don't exist.
Yeah.
Brachiosaurus.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
And be careful they sneeze on you. Huh?
What about those, she needs to spit something very far? So it's one of those.
Just using the amulet for the most trivial of things.
Like, the worst thing.
That's what I would do. I'm like, oh, I'm going to use this for stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, good guy has hashtag Dave Child's word of hope. I like that.
Word of hope. Yep. I like how I'm having, like, segments.
Yep. That's right.
And now,
now Dave's word of hope. Broccoli. Thank you.
And then Connor Pearson Ward says, hashtag legends move in herds. And we've got Billie Jean Girl 24 with hashtag animal sex.
Ooh, Billie Jean.
No.
Billie Jean, I don't know.
I'm putting down legends do move in herds, though.
Yeah.
So we do get everything back shipped safe and sound. We get Ray and Jax rebuilding the Wave Rider, get everything nicely constructed again. We get Nate and Amaya. Nate is not going to give it up. They do a little smooch, and then Amaya says, "Come back to my cabin at 9 o'clock, and I'll give you something to remember." Yeah. I think we all realized that Nate was not going to be like, I'm just going to end it now. Of course not.
I do like that he wasn't like, this is the night I'm going to stand up. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to turn that down? Like, let's face it. You're like, hey, you want to come to my quarters? Yeah.
I do have to say, if he does follow through with breaking it off tomorrow, it's going to be worse.
Yeah.
It's going to be not so great for them.
Really? I don't know about that.
Yeah, but if it's like...
Remember, she is not a modern woman of 2017 with Tinder.
But she's also kind of letting herself go.
Yeah, yeah, let herself. She's a modern woman now.
Yeah.
But also, I just think TV rules apply where it's like, you knew you were going to break up with me, yet you still slept with me last night. That's always a problem in TV land.
Yeah, true.
So we'll see.
Well, these aren't just regular people. Don't call them that, Dave.
They're legends.
Oh, Talon G brings up a good point, and since I love Swamp Thing, I'm going to mention it.
You caught it that time.
The Vixen's powers are connected to something called the Red, similar to Swamp Thing in the Green. So.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Or like Animal Man as well.
Animal Man has the same abilities, that's right.
There you go. It was let's get Animal Man. If we lose Vixen, let's get Animal Man.
Let's get Swamp Thing.
Yeah, because, you know, I've been campaigning for his friend, John Constantine.
Right.
And
boom, we got it.
Drink it up.
We got it.
You spent the whole day just not drinking.
You're like,
it's a constant.
Supernatural. No.
So then we also have Rip at the end of the episode, after she has his little heart-to-heart with Gideon. They had a little smooch. I remember the smooch. I don't regret it. Neither do I.
I don't know.
You know, who knows what's going to happen? He has the little awkward reintroduction with the team. And that was just like awkward handshakes.
Hello, I tried to kill you. Hello, I'm sorry.
And we end the episode where Rip knows where the last part of the time sphere is in Commander Steel. And we cut to 1970 NASA flight operations where Reverse Flash is talking to one of the potential astronauts. And I have a feeling it's not going to end well for this fine gentleman.
No, in terms
of his trip going on Apollo 13.
It's Apollo 13. And it's an interesting one to choose that they didn't just choose the moon landing itself. That Apollo 13 is the one, which is famously with Tom Hanks and Gary Sinise, that they don't land on the actual moon. So something goes wrong, and they have to save them. So it's a good one to choose because you can use that something went wrong as the thing that happens in the episode. So I like that.
Or maybe Reverse Flash is just a big Tom Hanks fan, and he wants to make sure that movie actually happens.
Yeah.
Connor Pearson Ward has an awesome joke here. They must have had sex like In-N-Out Fries, animal style.
Ooh, that is a regional specific joke.
They have them in Texas and stuff too.
No, they don't have In-N-Out in Texas.
Yeah, they do.
They do now.
Yeah,
they do.
We've had them for years.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was always just California, a little bit of Nevada.
How far do they go? How far east?
California, Nevada, Texas, Utah.
Yeah.
Wow. What? Thanks, God.
Trying to get to Washington.
Wow.
Yeah, because I think we got them back in 2009 or 10. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I thought they only went as far as trucks can take them because they don't want to freeze them. They don't want to freeze the food. This is brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out. Fries find a way.
Oh, my goodness. What a great episode of the Legends of Tomorrow After Show. I mean,
this is one you want to save and show your parents.
Yes, really. Tell the Museum of Television and Radio to carve open a little spot here for the Legends of Tomorrow After Show. We're sending this straight over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so look at that. You can... Right, it's the Carson's last show.
Yep.
This episode of the Legends of Tomorrow After Show. Now, before we start wrapping things up, we've got to decide a winner. Who's going to get the super sweet drawing... And a special musings.
Any
from
more
MR
you
want to
like find that you want to mention before I go through the ones I've written down here?
Yeah, Jared Scoggin has one, and it's just because it's funny to me. Just have to say, they said Jax is chief engineer. # because there is only one.
Oh, that's because it's you.
That's why I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Okay. So we have time balls. # poor Gertie. # blue steel balls. # Palmer's couples. Palmer couples counseling. # legends do move in herds. And # Rip ships his ship. I gotta say, I think Rip ships his ship is the best one.
Yeah, it was the first one, but it was the best one.
It was the first one, but that's the one I vote for. So thank you. You did it. You did it. Please find me, send me an email either on davechild.com or you can DM me on Twitter. Do you know who that was?
It was Redneck and Nerd.
Okay, great. Red, what is it, Red?
Redneck and Nerd.
Redneck and nerd.
See, I'm not the only one of those.
Redneck and nerd, if you want to contact me off Twitter, for instance, send me your address. I'll actually send it tomorrow. You'll get it right away. All those other winners will get it tomorrow as well.
It's going to be autographed by Dave Child.
Yeah.
Autographed by Lucretia Lyon. Autographed by myself. A great family keepsake that you'll be coming into your life there.
Yeah.
And it passed down from generation to generation.
You'll love it. You'll frame it. You'll sleep with it. You'll sleep with it at night.
Sleep with it first, then frame it. I think the other way around, that's not going to be.
That's a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be jagged.
Yeah.
But don't rip it in your sleep.
That's right. all right, before we roll out of here, a quick prediction by anybody?
I think that the next one, if they're smart, they're going to use Captain Rip to get into the Legion's head.
Ooh, infiltrate.
Infiltrate, because I think Rip, you know, now that Rip's good, he's going to show up and be like, hey, I'm still a bad guy. What's up, guys? We're still doing this? I got rid of them. Oh, boy. That's what I think is going to happen next one.
That's what he should do.
Yeah. Let's see if he actually does.
Let's test Rip's acting ability. I know he went to film school, but it's not the same.
Right.
I have a feeling he'll try, and he won't be able to maintain it. It's going to fall apart at some point.
Like Ray's, he couldn't hell Hitler, you know? He's not going to be, you know, he just can't be evil.
No. Can't do it.
Can't do it. Won't do it. All right, Lucretia?
You know, I hope we see Stein's daughter again. I know they kept talking about it and here, because we all want her with Ray, and I know there's a lot of stuff other going on, but let's let Ray get the girl for
come
once.
On. Yeah, Ray come on. Needs one. She seems nice.
No, I feel like she's definitely a nice addition to Stein's character as well. Yeah, I'm always happy when she's around.
We also get the prediction that Nate is Mari's grandfather.
Yeah.
Yep.
From Glicksrider 13. But yeah, this is going to be a good one. I think I'm continuing to like this season still. It's still one of the more fun shows on CW. So
yeah.
I like it.
I'll be curious to see where they take season 3, given the fun they've had with these villains this time, if they can replicate that formula for next season.
Oh yeah, and I mentioned the "you almost ruined Star Wars" bit. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was cute. Yeah.
I feel like Rip didn't really take that to heart. I mean, no. I think, you know, I was like, come on, Rip, you know, come on.
You don't know what this means to that nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It meant a lot. He's a big nerd.
Rip was like kind of like, yeah, I guess I
can. Yeah, whatever, nerd.
Ladies and gentlemen, look at that. We have done it. You didn't think we could do it, and we did it.
We did a show.
We did a show.
And you enjoyed it.
That's right. And you know what? The fun doesn't stop here, though, because you know what? You can like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Please.
Yes.
Please, for the love of everything, Lex Michael needs to be back on the show next week, and only your 5 stars can get him here.
Lex left us. Lex left us. But that's not what I'm going to do. Another Jurassic Park reference. That was one too many. I'm Dave Child. You can find me at MRDaveChild or DaveChild.com. I love you. My name is Dave Child.
Well, I love you guys, too. And my name is Lucretia Lyon. So you guys can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet. So there's only one.
I'm treading cautiously. I've been hurt before, so I can't really say that. I love you, folks. I can't really make that leap yet. But who knows what the future will hold. Like us on Facebook. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks for hopping in the chat, everybody. I'm Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie. Just do it, Dave Child. Follow me on Instagram, Dave Child. Please.
I do.
I don't think you do.
Don't I do? I do.
I doubt that's true. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for this episode. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Legends Tomorrow After Show right here on After Buzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
#RipShipShipShip.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.